Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which we direct our attention, is Isaiah 54, verse 10. For the mountains may depart, and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. My covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. If the last 2 weeks have been for you what the last 2 weeks have been for me, you probably have a good case of the blood. A fight with the flu, the fever, the chill. Most of you had it too. Cabin fever. Not enough to snow to be pretty, just enough to be irritating. 2 weeks left in the quarter, and 6 weeks of work to do. But fortunately for this kind of attack of the blight, there is a solution. Hopefully the flu bug will move from Missouri to Illinois. Mercifully, the quarter will be over, and spring eventually does give way to winter, or the other way around. But there is another kind of blight that affects our community that is not so easily wrapped off or jumbled up in syntax. That is the kind of blight that gets weary of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the kind of irritation with the same old sin, justification, word, and sacrament. It's the hankering after some kind of another gospel, something that will confirm that I really do belong to Jesus. Something that will give evidence to my feelings and my emotions. Something that will ratify what is so disparaging called water baptism. It is an increasing lethargy over the means which God has given to build and sustain this church. It is a desire to use every gewgaw and gimmick that comes along, all of course, in the name of the Lord. And I think there's an antidote for that kind of blight too. And the only antidote is to become immersed again in the power of the redeeming gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what this text helps us to do so magnificently. You ever live near mountains? There's something permanent about mountains. Even when you live where they are hidden a few months each year by smog, you at least know they're behind that hill. The hills are always there. We call them the everlasting hills. And the mountains were there for generations before us, and if God please, they will be there for generations after. Maybe we need a different metaphor where we live and work now. The mighty Mississippi, it just keeps rolling along. But supposing you woke up someday and they told you, it doesn't roll anymore. The mountains have departed and the hills are removed. They're not there anymore, Isaiah says, so what? For the mountains may be removed, and the hills may depart, but not God's steadfast love, not his shepherd, not the covenant of his peace, and not his compassion and his pity for his people. Those things are more sure than the Mississippi and the mountains and the hills. And surely the same old stuff, isn't it? God said this law. God's yearning, beating love that reached out for lost and condemned mankind in His Son, Jesus Christ. That love of which we heard just yesterday from the preceding chapter with its flowing agency that the Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. That He was wounded for our transgressions, but bruised for our iniquities, that the chastisement of our peace was on Him, and with His stripes we are healed. That steadfast love of the Lord does not depart